Every once in a while, it happens that the divine blesses you with an epic idea. Something you could offer the world, something that could change the freaking world, something so big that it will change you. It is luscious, gorgeous, aligned with you in every way. And then you are not off to the races. You are caught in a total frozen spiral. What is going on? Let's talk. This is The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. And the block we are talking about today is when you are holding a creation so tightly, you're so precious about it, you are tinkering with it, you are working with it, that it actually is dead on arrival and it never sees the light of day. Said simply, you care too much about what you're creating. I have an example for this, something where it's happening in real time. And I swear to you, yesterday I had the most anxiety-filled, stress-filled, irritability-infused day I've had in so long. And it's partly because of this, also partly because sleep with two toddlers has been hard. I'm tired. But let me tell you, let me give you some context. All right. So I have led over 30 Reiki 1 journeys, and I place a lot of importance and insist on my students doing the 21-day Reiki journey within it. I've always structured my classes to offer accountability, walking alongside them. And so I've done this over 30 times, and I myself have completed it a whole two times. And I know it's hard. I've seen my students struggle with it for a myriad of reasons. Some don't, of course, some don't, but many have. And it has come to me as an idea, and I feel intense in my body, and I feel activated by this idea, and I feel inspired by it, but scared by it. And sort of it's like churning in the cauldron of my being to create a reconnect to Reiki 21-day journey, but like the lush, luxurious version where you have meditations to support you on every level here, short ones, long ones, meditations to help you in the scaffolding of your energy as you do your 21 days. I'm wanting to create a group program with this where we can do this together during the summer. And also, and this gets me so excited, a one-on-one version where I walk with you those 21 days and I offer you reattunements, like quick, easy ones, little energetic check-ins, intuitive readings, sending you some Reiki. This excites me, okay? You can hear it in my voice. I'm getting, woo, like I'm getting intense. And part of that intensity is how much I care about this, how much I could see that well, this is where it gets tricky, but if we collectively, if there are many people doing this on the planet together at the same time this summer, I see really like it creating a vibrational shift collectively. And then what happens is that I've got this idea and I'm starting to think like, oh, how do I promote this and what do I do? And it feels so meaningful and important to me that now it becomes really precious and intense and important for me to like land this properly and to communicate this properly and to somehow invite people who feel the same kind of level of intensity. But when it's time to market or to let something channel through you, because ultimately that's what this is. I've got this idea from spirit. Can I animate it? Can I allow it through me so that it becomes real, so that it becomes manifested? The tighter I am, the more tense I am, the less my channel is open. So it's totally working against me. All right. So perhaps you have some idea that matches this one. So if you're in the beginning of your Reiki journey, it might be like the idea is you want to start offering Reiki sessions maybe as a pay-as-you-can basis, maybe you want to start charging for it. Maybe you've got the idea of like actually renting an office for this, creating a website for this. Wherever you are on your journey, there's some sort of creative idea that you know is going to make an impact, that you know is going to change things. And the more you tap into that knowing, the more precious it becomes, the tighter and more tense you get. And so the less your channel is open to allow it through. Let's talk about a few reasons why this can be and how to freaking relax so that we can actually let it through. One reason is you're making it too big. This is one of my infinite problems. I start thinking of an idea, so this reconnect to Reiki, and I've built it out into three tiers. And not only that, now, hold on. I am also inspired, and I really feel excited about this, to create a series of Reiki shares in Montreal. Five, to be specific, about every 2 weeks on Sunday mornings. If you're in Montreal, perk up your ears, where I want to offer a space for people to imbue themselves and work even deeper with that Reiki energy and to practice giving it to someone else. Now, I've done a really good job keeping my voice pretty light about this, but yesterday I was journaling about how maybe I don't want to do this and it's too much. And so what is really happening is I'm making it big. And if I let my mind continue working on this, I'm probably going to build this out even bigger. And there's only so many resources that I have, so much time that I have. I've already made a bunch of commitments. And so then it gets so big that I feel, or that you might feel, that you don't have enough resources to build the full vision, so might as well not start. So that's one of the things that can happen in the kind of brains that many of my clients have. Very intelligent, very creative, very capable to make links, very giving, very kind. And so these little ideas mushroom and they become huge, so huge that your capacity to execute doesn't match the vision anymore. And then there's like a deflation and a meh, is there even a point? Maybe I'll do it when XYZ, but then XYZ never happens. So if this is the thing that's happening, can you make it smaller again? Can you commit to a piece of the vision? In my case, I believe that I am fully ready to commit to the first two tiers of the Reconnect to Reiki. I really wish to build out that meditation library, that luxe, lush, supportive experience, and also to bring a group through that this summer. So if you're interested, if you want to reconnect to Reiki, then please come and tell me and we can make it happen together. The rest, I'm not committing to right now. I'm not saying to the universe, yes, I am the channel for this. I am letting that be open. And that way I can actually start to move. Okay, so that was making it too big. Two, making it too precious. Now, this is a counterintuitive block, but I think it's one that many of us have. So I'll keep using my example because I get to unblock myself in real time. And probably giving you the realist example is what's going to help you see it for yourself as well. I'm making it too precious because in an attempt to make it worthwhile for me to expend energy and resources on it, I'm also making it a little bit too meaningful, too important, too full of pressure. And so, yes, offering this and creating something really supportive and luxurious and like for the right person, life-changing, is something that I can take responsibility for. for the right person. But when I make it too meaningful, as in when I think about, I want to make this into an earth vibration raising event, I want to get hundreds of people in this, and I do. I want to create a revolution within the Reiki world through this, and I do. What happens is that the pressure mounts. And what I'm doing, these are intentions that I'm setting, but intentions that I can't actually take responsibility for. So the move here is to acknowledge, like, yes, these are all desires, these are all things I want to do. And then I must absolutely let go of the impact of my work. I must get clear on what it is I'm creating, who it's for, how to communicate it. But then I need to let go of the impact. Because what's likely to happen is within the people who join this, some people are going to do 3 days and give up. And some people are going to join a Reiki share because it's like something fun to do on a Sunday morning and it's nice to connect with people, but it's not going to have like that deep earth-shattering impact in their lives that I'm holding as an intention. And if I can't let go of the preciousness of it, if I can't let it breathe, if I can't let it exist outside of me for other people to have an interaction with that is totally their own, I'm going to be so tightly wound trying to control other people's experiences, nothing is actually going to happen. So if you're making it too precious, so what I would recommend is really clarify what is up to you and what is not up to you. What are the intentions you have and can you let go of them? And then really take responsibility for what is up to you and craft it and work with that with your sweetest, loveliest, kindest energy. So that's the second possibility here. The third, these ideas often represent a bit of an identity shift. So again, my Reconnect to Reiki summer event allows me to step in the identity of a real relaxed leadership in the Reiki world. Somebody who's able to call out some of the hidden flaws of the way Reiki is taught currently and offer a model to bridge that gap. If that identity is too far for where I'm currently am, I might protect myself because I might not feel ready enough to step in that identity or to create at that level. I may not have the capacities to create at that level yet. So I might protect myself from being seen in the messy middle where I'm not quite the old thing, not quite the new thing. My vibration's a little bit wonky, a little bit confusing, possibly a bit intense. And because I'm, and you are, kind and very attuned to how other people receive us, we might stop the project completely for fear of transmitting that like wonky thing in the middle. So if that's the case, I think again, the solution might be scale it down, see what is like the next little identity level that you can step into. In my case, maybe the identity level isn't like so much the leadership, but somebody who can create a lush, luscious experience online. That might be the identity I want to lean into. That might be the identity I can enliven in myself and get interested in activating and being seen in. And then letting go of anybody seeing me in that and not really caring about it. Trusting that that is like one of my baby steps into that leadership, what I actually want to be seen in. The next block underlying all of this, you might protect yourself from feeling foolish at your own intensity at how much you care and be rejected for not being register as rejection when others don't reciprocate it. So the word, this like intensity works in the body. It's like one foot on the brakes, but one foot on the gas. And so you're like revving your energy, like, Because you want to go full force ahead, but you're also in a bit of a protection mode. And that comes across as like intense and whoa, and people don't really know what to do with it. And when you're in that state and people are like, oh, this is too much for me, you don't always realize that it's because what you're transmitting is this confusing nervous system signal that's like, I want to go here, but I'm also protecting myself. And you register that as rejection. You register that as like, oh, people don't actually aren't interested in the thing I'm doing. They're not, they think I'm weird. Certain things that we've covered in previous episodes. But really, it's because you're trying to lead from this like double nervous system state. So if that is happening, I invite you to take a step back and untangle this and ask yourself, like, what is it that I'm actually transmitting here? And see if you can find a way again to relax and to prioritize your own channel. Trust that what's chosen you as a channel that wants to come through you is enough on its own, and it's not a referendum on who you are. And so if you do find a way to transmit this really cool, amazing idea from a relaxed channel, when people don't opt in, can you let go of it being something about you? So all of this brings me sort of in this central image here. You've got this beautiful, precious idea. And life has chosen you to bring it through. But because it's so precious, you're holding it so tight, like a little baby bird, and you're just holding it so tight. You're like, you're so precious, you're so amazing, that you actually squeeze the life out of it. And the goal here is to allow it to breathe, to trust that this baby bird of an idea chose you for a reason. So relax your hands, relax your body, relax your energy generally, your channel. Shift your mindset, your energy as like, if I'm chosen to channel this idea into reality, how can I prioritize my channel being open? How can I prioritize my relaxation? How much can I trust that this idea will have its own wings? How much can I trust that this idea will take off on its own? Yes, with my nurturing, yes, with my stewardship, yes, with my guidance, but not so much with my intensity. And I trust that me being a channel here is my priority. And then what can you do to allow that channel to remain open, to nurture these ideas, to allow them to come into reality in the way that they've chosen you for, in the way that's completely unique to you and also not attached to you? So together, these ideas are in fact really precious, but us holding them like that aren't doing them any favors, because we need to trust that if we think these ideas are precious, other people will too. The right people will too. And our job is to get the freaking hell out of the way and allow these ideas to meet the reality beyond us, to grow their own wings, and to fly. And I'll end with this. With Reiki, often we have these beautiful, tender moments, and it's valuable to us. But we don't have the right words yet. We don't know how to articulate it yet. And it's so valuable and precious. And it feels like it really matters that other people can experience it too and see it too. And because it's so tender for you, it feels really important that they experience the Reiki so that they can experience you. So that's something to uncouple at the beginning. To trust that the right people, if you share Reiki with the right people, they will have an experience with the Reiki. They will have a beautiful journey with it. And none of it has anything to do with you. You're simply a channel, a transmitter. And yes, once they have their journey, they might understand you a little bit better. And you know what? They might also have a completely different experience from you, and they might not understand you better or see you more at all. And so I invite you to see you to value your own experience for what it is, and to get out of your own way and sharing it. This has been The Healer's Journey. I'm Inga Brewer. The music has been by Alana Chakra. If this episode resonates, well, let me invite you into a few things. One is the Reconnect to Reiki Summer. A 21 days of Reiki is about so many things. It's about reconnecting to universal loving energy and letting that be part of our lives actively. It's about reaffirming ourselves as a channel. It's about receiving unconditional love in places where we've been tightening away from it. It's about giving ourselves a safe space to land for a while, have a season of healing. As I say these things, I feel myself tensing up a little bit because I care so much because of all the things I've delineated in this episode. So I'll end with, whether you choose to join or not is your choice, your experience. It would be a delight to do it with you. And I promise I'm going to work really hard not to make it a referendum on me, my worth, my value, or how important I needed my work is in the world. I release you from that, right? So that's been it. I'll see you in the next episode.